This is the beginning of a new day.
This is the beginning of a new day.
God has given me this day to use as I will.
I can waste it.
I can waste it.
I can waste it or use it for good.
What I do today is important.
What I do today is important.
As I am exchanging a day of my life for it.
When tomorrow comes,
this day will be gone. Forever.
This day will be gone forever.
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 Leaving something in its place.
I have traded for it.
I want it to be gain, not loss.
Good.
Good.
Good, not evil.
Success.
Success, not failure.
In order that I shall not forget.
In order that I shall not forget the price
I've paid for it.
Steve in D.C., Don Hartley with news, James Spann, the weatherman, Audio Bob, and Diesel, the show Pitbull mascot and head of security. Now, Steve in D.C.
Stop giving your kids Lunchables.
No.
Yeah, I know. Everybody does that.
No, sir.
They're very popular. We all grew up with it. Right? Lunchables?
Yeah.
I like them because they're just so easy. Deli meat, cheese, crackers, and sometimes an Oreo.
I've been eating them since 1977. In fact, I've got one from 1977.
Yeah. Stop it. Throw it out. Consumer Reports is telling parents not to buy Lunchables anymore.
What?
They are found to contain now troublesome levels of lead and sodium.
What a buzzkill.
Oh, come on.
Lunchables.
Oh, no.
Everything's got too much sodium in it, okay? I mean, I hear that every other day.
I know it.
In fact, have you heard about, my daughter showed me this site, and it will scare you to death, where you can put any product, the QR code, not the QR code, where they scan the
right,
price.
The barcode. Right.
Yeah, you with your cell phone, you just take the product and put it up there, and it scans the barcode, and it will tell you if that product will kill you, if it's got cancer-causing stuff in it.
And, golly, really?
Yeah. And
so
it rates it.
How do you do this? What do you do? Where do you go?
It's an app on your phone.
Okay.
And I've got to call Sophie to find out the exact name of it again.
We'll let y'all know as soon as we do.
And then you just scan anything in your house, anywhere, the barcode, it will tell you how deadly that product is.
But not Lunchables. My baby girl loves the nacho.
Y'all can Google it, Consumer Reports, get all the details about that. But maybe you want to before you do Lunchables again.
This is the Steve and DC Show.
April 15th, tax day, as you just mentioned, Don. A day that lives in infamy.
Yeah, I woke up this morning and my wallet felt a whole lot lighter.
It probably was. You know, a lot of people got extensions and haven't filed yet. I just saw a fact, 43% of us spend more time trying to avoid, delay, or get out of paying taxes than we do actually preparing them. So,
kind of like doing your homework.
Well, yeah, exactly. So good luck to y'all on the taxes. You know, President Joe, Sleepy Joe, would love some more of our money, I guess, to give away.
So he could spend it. I mean, as soon as he gets it, it's gone.
That's exactly kinda
like
right.
Kind of like when you're about an eight-year-old and you get a quarter, and then it burns a hole in your hand almost before you spend it.
Every time I hear that we've given a billion here and a billion there and a billion over here, I'm reminded that it's our money.
Yeah.
That's our money.
Well, you remember Senator Everett Dirksen, who was a real character in the U.S.
I don't remember Senator Dirksen.
He made one of the most famous statements that applies eternally. He said, a billion here and a billion there, and pretty soon it all adds up.
There you go, and that's for Senator Dirksen. He was absolutely right. Absolutely right. Yeah, you mentioned the crowds for A-Day on the Strip after the game. First of all, it's great to see 72,000-plus at the game. But, man, the Strip looked like we had won a national championship Saturday night.
I mean, it was shoulder to shoulder.
It really was.
And the authorities were worried. Of course, when you put that many people together, many of who have been imbibing.
Have been what now?
Imbibing.
Imbibing.
And gotten drunk.
Good word. Yeah. Drunk? Is that drunk?
Yeah, they worry that will be a spark for conflict. So they were trying to clear the area, especially if anybody had a medical issue. It would be hard to get personnel in there.
Oh, it would have been impossible. At one point, the police said, hey, it's too crowded. It's unsafe. We need everybody to leave within 15 minutes. I don't know how that worked out, but they did make that statement at one point late Saturday night.
And they did a pretty good job of clearing the area.
They did.
And, of course, the Strip has always been a concern area because there's such a concentration of bars and places to eat there.
It's like Bourbon Street, New Orleans.
Except more compact than Bourbon Street. Yeah.
So did they have fights and that kind of thing reported?
Oh, they were, from what I understand from talking to some of the officers, there were a few fist fights and maybe a couple of pushing incidents. But they said relatively compared to some of the past incidents, it was a fairly well-behaved crowd.
Well, good.
Just a lot of people.
Roll Tide. And we'll get into more about 8 days we head through the show this morning, Stephen D.C. Show. Stephen D.C. in the morning. Ladies and gentlemen, the Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris.
I would like to take a moment to point out to you how you know when you've made it. Okay. You know when you've made it. When people refer to you in the third person and they don't call you you. She's. I am she. I am she. Thank you. Thank you.
So Jimmy Carter comes up from Nashville in just a moment to tell us what's trending hot. We're all reveling in the afterglow of a big A-Day with 72,000-plus people there.
Yeah, that was fun.
Did you see pictures all over Facebook this weekend of Coach DeBoer's A-Day, or spring game, they call it, I think, at Washington compared to Alabama? There's probably about 13 people in the stands at the Washington spring game for him.
Well, I think that's why he was so blown away by this, you know?
Yeah, he really was. They said you could tell if you were really close to him, especially when he first walked out and doing the Walk of Champions for the first time, that he was just amazed. You know, one thing I loved, and I saw it on a news report after the fact, after A-Day ended, rather than leave the field, he went down and was signing autographs for people that were hanging over the stands.
Wow.
hats and shirts and everything else. And I don't know how long he spent, but it looked like a little while.
I just love that attitude.
Yeah, no, he does seem like a decent guy.
Oh, and yeah.
Every interaction that I've heard somebody have with him has been positive.
It's been really good. Yeah.
But
kind of laid back, but intense at work, you know?
Wasn't all positive with the fans after the game because...
Well, it never is.
I did a little post-game show here on the Bear, and every phone call was ripping DeBoer apart for one thing.
Why?
Our offense, he's an offensive genius, okay?
Yeah.
Our offense looks like it could put 50 points on anybody. I mean, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
But our defense looks like they're going to get pushed around.
Well, he himself said they looked vanilla. There could be a lot of reasons for that. But, you know, this was a scrimmage. This wasn't like a game. This was less like a game than we're used to seeing, too, at Alabama. It was a whole different format. It was a scrimmage. They'd put a player in, run a play, take him out, put another player in, run a play, take him out. But it was like a practice scrimmage.
I thought that's the way Saban did it.
Oh, it was more game-like for Saban. Because they announced pregame that, hey, it's going to be a different look now. Be prepared. It's more of a practice scrimmage than a game-like situation.
Yeah.
And it was. And I think that made a difference, too.
Well, I just know a lot of the complaints from listeners seem to be over the defensive line.
Yeah.
Well, not looking real good. So,
well, it could look better.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And this is not, you know, the other thing is I don't think that's the final roster either.
Oh my God, no. Like I said, it was practice.
You know, I'm pretty sure I'm right about this. There's another transfer portal moment before
opening today.
Thank you.
Opening today. So you can expect some weak spots to be taken care of. I would expect today in the transfer portal.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
today it opens. Yeah, in fact, just a little bit.
Boy, I called that one.
You sure? You sure did. Hey, DC, you've done it again. And it's time for the morning pledge and national anthem. And this morning, we'd like to dedicate the pledge to everybody on their way to American Christian Academy.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Steven DC, right here. Intern Cat, right here. Hitting close to home for Intern Cat, who is from the Boston, Massachusetts area. Today is the Boston Marathon. First year I haven't participated in a while.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And it's interesting because when I, you know, cats like, oh, Boston Marathon today. First of all, I want to tell you guys, we got like three different people, I believe, from Tuscaloosa County actually participating for real in the Boston Marathon.
That's awesome.
So I wish our winner would be from there and not like, oh, I don't know, Nigeria or someplace.
So and they usually are. So they flew to Boston to run in the race.
They ran to Boston, and then they're going to die. Yeah, they did. I don't know. But Kat.
That was their warm-up.
That was their warm-up. Kat was at the Boston Marathon when the god-awful bombing took place years ago. In fact, you were close. I witnessed
it from across the street.
Wow.
I was at the the finish line area. I was like on the other side. Yeah. It happened on one sidewalk. I was on the opposite side of the sidewalk, like a couple of blocks down. There was like hundreds of people, but we could see the finish line. And I remember me and my friend, her sister was running. I was young. I was in like the fifth grade. We're like, let's go closer to the end. We want to be there when she like runs through.
Wow.
He was like, we can't. There was hundreds of people. Like you couldn't push through.
But you said you felt the ground shake.
Oh yeah, you definitely felt that. You felt it like hit your face.
Wow.
Really?
Wow. Really? Yeah. Do you remember anything else about it? I mean,
It was just like one went off and then everyone was like, what was that?
What happened?
Like,
and
then it happened again and like right away I was like, is that, that's got to be a bomb. And
people
some people
running
were like, maybe it was a gas
and
explosion. Yeah, people were running away.
Yeah. Oof. I can't imagine being that close to a situation like that. Hopefully it'll come off without a hitch today.
But, I mean, thank God for my friend's father. He was totally like keeping us calm.
That's good.
Got us out.
So. Well, you remember the year that a lady faked her deal and she had somebody drop her off right at the finish line and then she ran across the finish line?
Yeah.
She had not even run the entire race.
Now that's the kind of thing I would do right there.
Did she come in like 2 hours earlier than everyone else?
I ran. No. She made it look reasonable. In fact, I don't even think she was trying to win it. I think she was just trying to place. But somebody busted her.
She got her place in history.
Yeah. She timed it out so she could get like fourth place.
Yeah, she got just dropped off down the street from the finish line.
That's
so funny. Can you just drop me off close to the finish line?
I enjoyed it. I mean, I hate to say it, but I did. I enjoyed it.
I'll run down there.
Hey, did y'all hear about O.J. Simpson? His family says even though a lot of people were asking, he will not be donated, he didn't have any choice, but he left directions. He does not want his brain donated to science. They wanted to study O.J. Simpson's brain to see if he had CTE.
Mm.
That's a brain disease many football players suffer.
And he definitely had it, too.
Multiple concussions during their career.
It makes you violent.
Violent behavior.
Mm-hmm.
But they said, no, he's being cremated today. So no one will study his brain.
Mm. It also...
Maybe they could have figured out the case.
If they study his brain, they'll find out if he did it.
Yeah.
Which he did do it. I mean, there's no doubt that he didn't.
This is the Stephen D.C. Show.
I got one other thing that's in the news this morning that's just downright creepy.
Good.
I want to tell you guys about. No, this is not good, D.C. Imagine you and your grandkids in this case, or your daughter Sophie and your grandkids. A mom has shared a real creepy story this morning about a toy she bought for her toddler.
Oh, no.
The mom says that she heard something in the middle of the night, went into her toddler's bedroom, and heard the voice of a full-grown man coming over one of the toys. It was a toy walkie-talkie. And the guy apparently, her son's 4 years old, had hijacked in and was talking on the kid's walkie-talkie.
Oh, my God.
Saying, hello, are you there? I'm under your bed.
That's horrifying.
Can you imagine? She said she threw the thing, destroyed it, and threw it out immediately. Other moms have reportedly said the same thing has happened to them in different parts of the country.
Are these toys they're buying from stores?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's
toys.
It's been happening.
The same toy?
Sorry. Yeah. No. Oh, well, no, but you can hack in if you know what you're doing.
Some of these computerized toys.
That's right. Talk.
Yes. Have been hacked into.
I see.
Multiple times.
That's right.
There's one involving, I remember, a Mississippi mom who encountered. She walked in and this thing was talking to her kids. And I say thing and I mean it too. This thing was talking to her kids. And she's like, what? And he was using a clown voice, like a, hi, kids.
Oh, God.
That's
horrifying.
Horrifying.
You know? horrifying.
They do that on the Ring doorbells, too.
That's exactly right.
A lot of that now happening.
Yep. A lot of times they do that.
These weirdos can hack in. And the quote that I gave you, I left something out, the male voice, middle of the night, four-year-old son sleeping, mom goes in because she hears something. The male voice is saying on the toy walkie-talkie, "Hello, are you there? Hello, mommy. I'm under the bed."
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Wow.
I can't not even imagine. What do? You throw the toy away, but there's nothing you can do to prevent it, is there?
No. And, you know, you just hope your kids weren't awake and maybe didn't hear it.
Yeah,
right. Because it's horrifying. I'm going to find that Mississippi mother, too, because that was another. Oh, here it is. I found it. Wow. Terrifying Ring camera hack here.
Mississippi mother is returning her Ring camera after just 4 days, thanks to something incredibly unsettling that happened in her daughter's room.
Well, first what happened, I was in the hallway. I thought of my sister, so I heard some music. It's like tiptoe to the window, so I come upstairs, and I hear some banging noise. I was like, who is that?
Now, it didn't end with the creepy music. Take a look at what happened when 8-year-old Alyssa LeMay started looking for the source of the strange noises.
Who is that?
I'm your best friend. I'm Santa Claus.
Mommy!
I'm Santa Claus. Oh. Don't you want to be my best friend?
Now, mom Ashley says the mysterious voice taunted Alyssa and encouraged destructive behavior before her dad came into the room and disconnected the camera.
And beat the person senseless before the father came in.
Yeah, and tracked them down.
Ripped the man to shreds. Yeah,
that's horrible. That's creepy. I can't imagine.
That is just awful.
So if you got talking toys for your toddlers or kids, pay close attention.
Be careful.
This is the Stephen D.C. Show.
I love this new
tea kettle.
This new sports network. It's not a tea kettle.
Your laugh is funny.
Cat.
So I didn't know there was a new sports network
that allows you to bet on the dumbest things imaginable.
Oh.
Like, for example, two grown men choking each other out with a seatbelt.
Is there video?
Inside a car.
You have to video it?
Nonetheless. I think it's already videoed. You're betting on it.
You're betting on who's going to win.
Yes. It's called the Pro League Network.
It's not owned by China, is it?
I don't think so.
You know, now I'm suspicious of everything.
And they call it Carjitsu.
Carjitsu.
You could also bet on slap fighting. This one's... Is that literally just two people slapping out of each other?
Yeah, and you see who can take it the longest. who taps out first? You and I should do that one morning.
I mean,
I'll ref it.
Yeah, you'll be the referee. Maybe Friday morning we'll have a Stephen D.C. slap out.
They say you will not believe.
Maybe we could go to slap out and do it from there.
I can't even talk about some of them on the radio that they do, that they allow on the Pro League Network.
Yeah.
Obscure sports... Dumb things that people can bet on.
I got a suggestion. If we had known about that on Saturday, we were doing pregame from the Walk of Champions, and former Alabama superstar Trent Richardson came over to hang out with us.
Yeah.
And you could have bet on what you're talking about, DC, because I challenged him to arm wrestle.
You did. So.
If you don't mind, would you put your right arm up on the table?
No, don't you dare.
Count us down, DC.
There you go.
Three.
There you go.
Two. One. Go.
There you go. There you go.
Oh, he playing
there
with
you
me.
Go.
He's playing with
there
me.
There you go.
Yes.
There
Let's
you
just
go.
Sign off before the
there
end.
There you go.
Yeah, before we find out what happens.
Don't do it.
Trent Richardson just easily defeated Steve Shannon in an arm wrestling match. Hey, you're the best. Thank you for spending some time with us.
God bless you, man, and best of luck to you.
Yes.
Made our day.
I hope I didn't hurt him.
I don't think you did.
He toyed with me, though. Trent Richardson at first was like, let me kind of, you know, it looked like, okay, this is even. And then all of a sudden, bam, I went down.
I noticed his arms were like...
The size of my legs.
Yeah.
I mean, huge. Those are big arms, Kat. The size of my legs.
Huge, huge
Have
arms.
Have you ever seen my legs, Kat?
I don't know.
Oh, you would know. Trust me, dude. That's a no. Okay, so also we asked Trent Richardson while he was there if he had a funny Nick Saban story, and he had a classic. I'd never heard it before.
I hadn't either.
And what I love, listen closely, at one point when he imitates Cedric, that was priceless.
This time, man, and I tell the story all the time because... this is how I knew I made it, right?
Yeah.
I thought I was in trouble, right? It's around about 9 or 10 o'clock at night. Nick Saban called me.
Uh-oh. What comes up on your phone when he calls? Does it say
unknown?
Does it say unknown?
Unknown.
It doesn't say Nick Saban.
Nope. Unknown.
Unknown.
So when he calls, it says unknown. Because I knew it was unknown. It was him.
Yes, yes.
So I had to answer it.
Yes.
And this is the time when I'm on my little... I'm coming into.
You're starting to come into it. Yeah, yeah.
And he called me up to his office, and it's 10 o'clock at night. I'm like, oh man, I done got in trouble.
What did I do?
I ain't took a jersey for nobody. I ain't did nothing like that. Like, and so I'm going up to his office. I go to his office, and this is when he came out with the door clicker.
Oh,
that closed by itself. And
so you go in, and he clicks, and the door closes.
Yeah.
And, oh, wow.
And the room is dark.
Wow.
And his desk, his desk kind of sit up.
Yeah.
And he got this light shining on his, like on his desk, on his mark. So he looked like the Godfather.
Yeah, yeah.
And listen, man, I'm talking about, oh, my God, I'm sweating bullets. And I'm already, I'm already blaming Mark. And Mark ain't even in school no more.
Yeah, but you're blaming Mark.
I'm blaming Mark.
Mark Ingram.
And he say, he pull out this piece of paper and put it on the desk. He said, how do I get to Pensacola from here? I gotta take Miss Terry down there. Her dogs died, and I can't sleep in the bed with her if her dogs are not in the house. I've been sleeping on the couch for 4 days.
Oh,
unbelievable.
And in my head, I was like, oh, my God.
You breathe a sigh of relief, Trent. You knew then you had made it.
I made it.
Of course, he wasn't familiar with GPS, was he?
No. He ain't had no Tom-Tom, no. He pulled out an old school map.
Tom-Tom.
The paper measure, him and Sid was in there, and Sid said, Coach, you see you want me to go down there for your man? And Coach said, well, Sid, if you go down there, I would never be able to sleep in my bedroom again, so don't worry about it. I got to take Miss Terry.
That's a great story.
What a good story. Trent Richardson, we appreciate him hanging out with us as we did pregame for the A-Day football game. By the way,
the only thing I couldn't figure out, was he picking up a new dog for Miss Terry?
I don't know what he was going to do when he got to Pensacola. I don't know.
I figured maybe that's what it was.
I don't know. Listen to this A-Day fun fact. FYI, crowd estimate at the Bama game, 72,538 fans, 72,000 plus. Auburn's spring game, 33,000.
Yeah.
Time. Take that.
Fresh bunny phone sham calls and unforgettable classics.
The phone sham always has me in stitches. I look forward to it every morning.
Hello.
I'm going to need to speak with a Charlie Stiltner, please.
Speaking.
Mr. Stiltner.
Yes.
How are you? This is Randy Bayless calling with Penco.
Uh-huh.
We've got some information we need to go over with you. Do you have a moment? Good. What we're going to look at here are three incidents that have been reported to us, and I need to get a statement from you on each incident. What did you do to your knee, first of all?
Torn ACL.
Okay, so you had a torn ACL.
Yes.
Okay, let me log that in. All right. Let's talk about these three incidents that have been reported by the PI firm that works for us. Let's start first with the garden work. June 9th, 11:27 a.m. You were spotted doing garden work, including squatting, kneeling, and bending. The garden, I believe, is on the side of your trailer.
You need to speak to my lawyer.
How can you do garden work after an ACL surgery?
I haven't been doing garden work.
You have not been, so what you're saying is you have not been in the garden. You were not there on June 9th at 11:27 a.m.
No.
Okay, I'm going to put a no. I'm going to log in a no right now on that statement. Now, June 17th, 1:13 p.m., working on a roof. You were spotted working on a roof.
Working on a roof?
Yes.
I don't recall that.
What is your response to that?
No.
You want me to log in another no on
log
that?
Log in another no.
A no. Okay. All right, I have logged it in. All right, now, so, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. On June 29th, we're just talking a few days ago, you were seen at 741 participating in a football game in the front yard. Is that an accurate statement?
We were tossing the football around, yeah, that's about it.
You were seen playing a game of football, running at what the investigator says, full sprint, full speed you were running.
No.
Yes.
No, I was throwing the ball. I wasn't running.
Is that an accurate statement?
No, that's not an accurate statement.
Touch your flag.
What?
Touch your flag.
I ain't got a flag.
I said touch or flag.
Oh.
What type of ball?
It was a football.
I said touch or flag football.
Look, buddy, you need to call my lawyer.
Listen, you need to... It's the most disgusting thing in the world when people like you take us for money and you're out there in the yard doing garden work, you're up on roofs, and you're playing ball. People like you make me sick.
Well, take it up with my lawyer. Give him a call.
I'll take it up with you directly.
No, you take it up with my lawyer.
I'll take it up with you.
No.
Why do you have to run from it? Face the music, mister. Face it.
Call my lawyer. I'm sure you've got his number.
Don't be a weasel.
Hello?
Mr. Stilton?
Yes.
You were just speaking with Randy from our legal department for Penco. We were disconnected. I'm sorry.
No, I hung up.
You did?
Yes.
You ended the conversation abruptly?
Yes.
For what reason?
Because y'all need to speak with my lawyer.
He's asked me to handle it.
Who?
This is Virginia Jefferson.
Who asked you to handle it?
Randy did.
You need to call my lawyer.
Look, let's keep lawyers out of this. They'd like to muddy the water.
Muddy the water?
Yeah, look, let's not take it to the lawyer level.
Why?
I don't think it's necessary.
It is necessary.
I don't think this will necessitate a lawyer.
If you all got a problem with me, call my lawyer.
I don't have a problem with you, Mr. Steltner.
Obviously, y'all do.
No, Randy's a little high-wired.
What?
He's a little high-wired.
Okay.
He's getting ready to retire, and he's due a vacation, and he's just a little stressed out this morning.
Okay.
We do understand you did some things. Let's just say you shouldn't have did with the workman's compensation.
Uh-huh.
But we've all been there.
We have.
We've all been there. I understand. I do understand.
Okay.
I mean, there's nothing wrong. You do a little garden work. You have to get out and do a little squatting and bending, and even with the knee. That's all right.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes there's an emergency, and you have to get up on the roof. That's all right. And a little, what was the other one? Some football. I understand that. And you said you, your report says you reported you was passing the ball. Is that right?
They're throwing it.
I understand that. That does not involve your knee, now, does
exactly.
it?
Exactly. It's all arm.
It's all arm. And you didn't have a problem with your arm. It was your knee, wasn't
That's
it?
Exactly right.
That is exactly right. So I have spoken with Randy, and I tell you what we can do you for this morning.
Okay.
We will not pursue this investigation any further.
Okay.
If you can send Randy a money order for $2,500.
What? Send Randy a money order?
Randy said he would drop the case if you could send him a money order for $2,500.
What would I want to pay him $2,500 for?
Some sort of cashier's check.
For what?
Well, Randy says he's got a case against you, but he will drop it if you'll send him that money. He needs some money. He's trying to retire.
He ain't got no case against me.
He likes to go fishing. He said he can buy a fishing boat with that. That's a down payment on a bass boat. And I told him, I said, Randy, look, I said, let me call Mr. Stilton back for you. I bet he'll be understanding. So when can we expect your remittance?
A fishing boat.
A fishing boat. That's nice, isn't it? You will help him in his retirement. Didn't that make you feel good?
Hell no.
That does. You feel good, don't you?
What?
I feel good. You feel good? I feel good.
You feel good?
Like James Brown said, I feel good.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Ronnie, say hi to Charlie quickly. Tell
him what's up. Hi, Charlie. I'm going to kick your big ass.
Are you talking to me? I know I got a little junk in the trunk, but it ain't that big.
This is the Steve and DC Show.
Tax day in the USA.
Yeah.
And I don't know about y'all. I'm not like a lot of folks. I don't mind paying taxes because I know that Joe Biden and the government's going to use it for great causes and good things and and wonderful projects. Of course, Joe Biden he's been around a while. He's got a lot of experience. He's a well-educated man.
I don't think he went to school nowhere.
No.
If he went to school, he didn't learn nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
And that's Kamala Harris there in the background snorting and agreeing.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, unless you get an extension, you can file October 15th.
Yeah. But you have to already have that.
I might get an extension.
Really?
Yeah.
It's too late.
No, you can get an extension today.
I don't think you can.
What?
I don't know anything about what I'm saying. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
I know nothing about what I'm saying.
Call H&R.
I might do that. I'm going to have to.
Call H&R.
I'm going to have to.
A new study says that American kids get bored in just 33 minutes. I think it's a lot less than that. 33 yeah. minutes, and the average American kid, check your kids based on this report this morning. Average kid spends 13 hours in front of a screen per week.
Wow. Ooh.
I know kids that spend 13 hours a day.
I was just going to say.
Screen.
That may be a bit much.
Yeah.
You know?
I think so, too. A healthcare provider in Iowa is in trouble because inserted acupuncture needles into people and then went home and fell asleep. And completely forgot their patient in the exam room.
Are you kidding
me? And the person's laying there with acupuncture needles.
Oh, that's not
good.
How
does that even happen?
A healthcare provider in Iowa is in trouble, well, to say the least.
That is not good at all.
Now, I've gone into exam rooms on occasion years past, and they close the door, and I've sat there so long, I always wonder if they forgot about me. Have you ever done that?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll cough real loud to remind if they're still out there. Now, what if you came out, though, and the lights were out and the office was locked?
Nothing would surprise me anymore.
And we mentioned tax day. If you go by Krispy Kreme today, you can get a second dozen donuts for just the sales tax. So you buy a dozen, and the second dozen is just the sales tax. Mm. In honor of tax day.
I got to read you a headline here Body of woman dressed as vampire found drained of blood in abandoned church after possible TikTok stunt.
There's a lot to unpack.
Whoa,
That's a lot.
Headline.
Take it from the top. She was what, a vampire?
Body of woman dressed as vampire.
Dressed as vampire. All right.
Found drained of blood.
Yeah, no blood in her.
In abandoned church.
Okay.
After possible TikTok stunt.
Possible TikTok stunt is like, that's what...
That's the part that gets
me. Ties it all together and makes it the craziest.
Right there.
Yeah, apparently it didn't end the right way.
Y'all, we got to get our TikTok numbers up.
Yeah,
it's
so 2024.
It's so 2024. Kat, you're right.
What do you want to do? Well,
yeah.
I say...
We drain the blood
and to
dress up as vampires.
I can't believe that happened in Walker County.
I know.
I don't believe that happened in Walker County. Time now for the morning prayer and inspirational song. We think it's a great way to start the day. And leading us in prayer this morning is Pastor Dax Lancaster.
Okay, let's pray. Father, I love you, Lord. Come to you in the name of Jesus, Lord. And I do pray for this country, Lord. I pray for our town. And God, I pray that you, Lord, there'd be some Holy Ghost repentance, Lord, on our part, Lord, that we have turned back to you, the God of the Bible. Lord, you say, without holiness, we'll not see you. And I know that holiness is in Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that you'll help us to turn to you, Lord, and serve you with a pure heart, trusting Jesus as our Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Pastor Lancaster.
Amen.
And Pastor Lancaster. It rhymes. And now it's time for the morning inspirational song, and that comes to you courtesy of Taco Casa, under the biggest cactus in town, the legendary, the one, the only, Taco Casa.
Yeah, I love this guy. He initially was on The Voice. That's kind of where folks became, they knew him from The Voice. But this song is so good. It's called Good, Good. It's so good they had to name it twice. And it's a good, good way for us to get started on a Monday inspirational song. 95.3 The Bear.
Another cash code you need to enter at 953thebear.com or on the 953 The Bear app right now. This hour's cash code is
296. Again, that's 296. The code is 296.
It's back, baby. The 30K Workday Payday on 95.3 The Bear. Powered by Pearl River Resort, your destination for casino thrills, family fun, and live entertainment.
Fill my only with the gold of the loud, burning up. tailgate down. FM only with the gold.
Stephen DC Show.
We've got concert tickets, and we do a thing called Winner's Choice, as y'all may have heard, where we give you a chance to pick the concert that you want to see. It's pretty cool. We give you the available tickets, and you tell us who you want to see. If you want to do that, we're standing by. Our phone number is 205-339-4953. Yay. So grab a line now to win some concert tickets on the radio station that gives away more concert tickets than anybody else.
Nobody comes close.
Nobody comes close. And this morning we play another edition of Will.
Oh, no. I'm kidding. I love it.
Will intern cat know it. Even though you might think otherwise, she loves it.
I get scared. I don't want to sound stupid.
Oh, that's okay.
No. Don't worry about
that. It's the Stephen D.C. Show. We made a career out of sounding stupid.
Yeah, we sound stupid every day.
That's right. Let's see who this is. Hey, who this is?
Amanda.
Hi, Amanda. That's my favorite name.
Yeah, she didn't know what to say to that.
No, she's Amanda. Absolutely stunned. What'd you do over the weekend?
Went to the A-Day.
Did you? Well, yeah. What'd you think?
Good so far.
You're just at a loss for words, aren't you?
It looks good till we lose.
Yeah.
It was a good experience, and 72,000 plus people turned out. Amanda, you didn't happen to be down on the strip Saturday night after the game, did you?
Oh, no.
Okay. It was so crowded, the Tuscaloosa Police Department had to come in and tell everybody to go home. They gave him 15 minutes because it was dangerous. I mean, it looked like the national championship celebration on the strip. Yeah. It was elbow to elbow down there. Kat, you saw it, didn't you?
Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
Lots of elbows and lots of,
the other what they thing. Say. Okay, so Amanda, here's how it works. We're going to ask intern Kat, University of Alabama senior, by the way, three questions. And if she gets all three right, you win concert tickets and you pick the show, okay?
All right, yeah.
And by the way, you can serve as Kat's lifeline if she should need help in the event that she might.
Likely.
You can jump in and help her out. Are we ready, girls?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Yes.
Hang on. I just realized that the questions are the ones that we used on Friday.
Yeah,
so
we're ready.
Hang on a second.
I probably still get it wrong.
Okay.
I forget.
You think
if we did that, let's just do a test question. This doesn't count. No. Curiosity killed the
cat.
Oh, so never got forget it. That
one.
Okay, she learned.
You'll never forget that one. All right, now let's begin for real. Number one, which president is on the $100 bill? I repeat, which president is on the $100 bill?
Benjamin.
Benjamin who?
Benjamin.
I thought she just knew Benjamin and not Franklin.
Benjamin Trump.
You said Benjamin.
Benjamin Biden. Benjamin Franklin.
That's right.
Benjamin Biden.
Look at all those Benjamins. I only know that because
of the songs.
I think Biden knew Benjamin Franklin.
Who's on the $5 bill? I can't see now if I think about that one.
See, the 100 is easy because it's in so many rap songs now.
We're talking about Benjamins.
About the Benjamins.
Okay, number two, intern cat, arachnophobia. Arachnophobia is the fear of what? Arachnophobia is the fear of what?
Heights? I don't know.
Heights.
You want to call on your lifeline and see?
Yeah, lifeline.
I thought it was spiders.
You're probably right, spider. That was actually my second guess.
You want to go with
spiders,
that?
Spiders, yeah.
I'm glad you did.
Yeah.
I was thinking that, but I was like, I think it's something else.
Yeah. Glad you did. Because the fear of heights is actually
triskaidekaphobia.
That's the fear of Friday the 13th.
Fear of heights is clearly...
What is it? I can't believe we don't... It's so calm, I can't...
Hey, Alexa! What's the fear of heights?
Acrophobia, also known as hypsophobia, is an extreme or irrational fear or phobia of heights, especially when one is not particularly...
Okay, that'll be enough.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Let's see. Number three for the win. It's one of your favorite things. Finish this phrase, intern cat.
Oh, God.
Every cloud has a silver...
lining?
the only other possible answer is bullet. If you're thinking Coors Light. Hey, congratulations, Amanda. Thanks to intern Kat, you've won.
Yeah, thank you, Kat.
Of course. Now, I'm excited to go with you to the concert.
Yeah. What time are you picking her up, Amanda?
Yeah.
Okay, would you like to go see Travis Tritt, Rick Springfield and 38 Special, Cody Jinks, Billy Currington and Kip Moore, or Cool in the Gang at Funkaloosa?
Oh.
Rick Springfield.
She's putting it to thought and prayer. Rick Springfield, it is.
You got it.
You'll be there. Congratulations. Thank you so much for listening to us.
All right, thank you.
Well, hang on, and we'll get you all hooked up.
Enjoy that.
And to give you directions to Kat so you can pick her up for the concert.
Hold
the
line.
Thank you, Kat. Good job.
Thank you, Kat. Good job.
More to come. A chance to win a trip to the beach and Morgan Wallen tickets before we're done this morning.
Yeah.
So that's a lot.
That's a whole lot, and it's more than you'll get anywhere else.
There's no question about it. The Stephen DC Show, where there's more to love.
Yes.
The Stephen DC Station.
Thrilled by the fact that we had 72,528 people at A-Day, and Auburn had 33,000 at their spring game.
Yeah.
I love that. And today the portal opens, the transfer portal opens, DC.
It does. And of course, as we all know, It works both ways. I'm hearing rumblings of a few Alabama players considering getting in the portal, but that also means there'll be players getting in there that we could pick up. So,
and maybe there'll be some defensive players in there because there was some criticism of defense after the A-Day game. Even Coach DeBoer used the word vanilla when he described it.
Yeah, and mainly the defensive line looked like we got manhandled a bit. Now, on the flip side of that, I would say that means our offensive line is going to be really good this year. And I saw our boy Wilkin Formby in there.
That's right. Glad to see Wilkin in there. He's a big youngin'. And that's a lot of taco casa he's been eating.
I thought he played very well. So.
I did, too. We need a center, though, and a kicker, don't you think?
Yeah. Well, you know, our kicker wasn't terrible. He missed one kick.
The walk-on kicker.
Yeah, Connor Malte, I believe is his name.
Good job.
He missed one kick that was, you know, 40-plus yards. Not terrible, but probably wouldn't hurt to look at a few more.
And then a center, too, that can stamp the ball.
Yeah, because we still had, didn't we still have?
Yeah, we did. It's unbelievable.
Love snap issues, yeah.
What about Jam Miller, the running back?
He had
a good A-Day scrimmage, and I love that name, Jam Miller.
Jam Miller.
I think we're going to be saying that name a lot come fall, don't you?
Well, we got two good named running backs. We also have Justice.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Jam and Justice.
Jam and Justice.
That's like a morning show.
There's something there with a combo of we'll hit you with the Jam and Justice.
That's exactly right. I loved a lot of people on Facebook were sharing the picture of Coach DeBoer's last spring game at Washington compared to his first A-Day at Bama. There were about 13 people at his spring game at Washington, but of course, man, he was so stoked. People that were close to him said, in fact, one of the assistant athletic directors that we were talking to said, he was just so moved and emotional about the crowd and the intensity.
How could you not be?
And
he ain't
seen nothing yet.
No.
Just wait.
No.
Just wait. Somebody interviewed Coach DeBoer, and he commented on one of our favorite things, all-time favorite things.
Yeah, I've had the barbecue a couple of different places, and it's been amazing. People that know me know that I'm not a picky eater, but I certainly have a taste for barbecue. Spring break for me personally was a great time. Just a couple days where I got away, go see the family again. That was the first time really since I'd been here where, you know, you stepped away and got a chance to breathe.
Speaking of good barbecue, Coach DeBoer, I'm sure he's had Dreamland, and I hope he's had Archibald's too.
Oh, yeah.
I do. He says he likes to eat, didn't he?
Yeah. Well, and he just said he has a definite taste for barbecue. He's in the right spot for that.
You got that right.
This is the Steve and DC Show.
I'm going to say that there really are a lot of songs out right now, new songs, that I think are really good.
Oh, there's great new songs out.
Some great new music out. Right. I mean, absolutely. The new Dustin Lynch with Jelly Roll. I don't know why every song that I love currently is a collaboration with either Jelly Roll or Lainey Wilson.
Well, they're easy to love.
Like,
they're easy to love, and there are a lot of them.
The only one that's not is the one with Sugarland that I like a lot. I'm just so glad to have Sugarland back.
Yeah, back together.
Doing stuff. But there's just great new music out right now.
There is. It was good to see Coach Saban back and in good form and looking good, tanned and rested at A-Day. Miss Terry, it was weird seeing pictures of him up in the box watching the game.
I think they are so, and I'm happy for him, enjoying just exactly what they're doing. Not having to, I mean, he doesn't have, in fact, what did he say? There was a quote that I saw where he said he spent the last several years with his mind just constantly going.
Yeah.
And this has been the first time in years.
Always focused on football.
He doesn't have to think about what the roster looks like. Yeah. And
but he has to think about other stuff.
Has Miss Terry wanted to kill you yet?
You know, the day after I retired, I got the 12 commandments of retirement. So I've tried to live by them. But I found out that if I do my chores, then I can go play golf. So I get up early and get my chores done, and then it's like, now do I have a free pass to go do what I want to do?
What are your chores you have to do?
I make my bed.
Okay, good.
I take the garbage out.
Wow.
I have to wait for her to eat together, and I have to leave a little food just because that's polite to tell people that you really thought it was good, which I grew up cleaning my plate, so that's not kosher anymore. So.
You know, somebody said those rules sound more like rules for an 8-year-old.
Yeah. That's hysterical.
I make my bed. I take out the trash.
He's getting his chores done. Miss Terry said he's waking up from a long coaching coma.
That is very, very funny. I wonder how long it'll be before she gets tired of having him around the house.
Well,
that happens a lot in retirement.
Yeah, I mean, what, 52 years now they've been married.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Although they appear to be best friends. So,
yeah, they really do. As long as he does his chores.
Yeah.
Something has happened here at the radio station. It's a bit of an emergency. It started with DC's trip to the restroom.
I was going to the restroom, and right as I flushed the toilet, the key to one of our station vehicles, our radio station vehicles,
the only key,
flew out of my shirt pocket.
Just flew right out. And where did it land?
In the toilet.
Yeah.
And down the drain. I mean, the second I had flushed it is when it fell. So,
and it's gone.
Boom. It hits and it's
kapuya, kapuya.
There it goes.
So, and there it is.
Now we got a station vehicle with no key.
Yeah. Yeah.
So DC has been on the phone with the dealership to try to see if they could work that out. And Audio Bob's been on the phone with a locksmith, if we need that, to try to work that out.
Yeah.
So we're trying to... That's not a Monday thing. I don't know what is.
Yeah, I mean, that's
flushing the key down the toilet, the only key to one of the station vehicles.
The perfect thing for a Monday. And you know, the only thing...
Bob knows how to hotwire it, so you can still drive it.
Oh, okay, good, good. Well, I'm set there. But, of course, it wouldn't be connected to any other keys, because if it was connected to other keys, I think it would have just stayed in the bowl.
Oh yeah, and you could have fished it out.
But it was just one little key.
I dropped my cell phone in a commode in a dirty gas station bathroom.
Your cell phone?
On the way to see my parents years ago in Phoenix City.
Oh, that's awesome.
I didn't flush it, but I was forced with having to fish it out of there.
Oh, no,
and then
no.
Know that it had been in the toilet bowl. I mean, you're not going to leave your cell phone if you get it out.
No, heck no, but
I
still.
I got it out, and
that's awful.
Put it in a thing of rice and dried it out, and using it to this day. Moral of the story is don't ever ask to borrow my cell phone.
No, no, no.
Yay! Keep us updated on the key adventure.
Yeah.
I have an update on the Who Said Roll Tide contest for a vacation to the beach.
Who said it?
And for Morgan Wallen concert tickets for this Saturday night. We told you we've opened it up to the app at 95.3 The Bear. Listener Jay has just sent in his 8 guesses, the 8 celebrities saying Roll Tide. He got them all right except one.
Oh, wow. He got 7 out of 8, folks.
Yep. And the one that he missed, he's given them to us in order, is the second person that says Roll Tide Roll, and he said he thought it was me. He thought I was the second person that said it, and I was not.
No.
So,
wow.
One more time, lean in, listen carefully. Who says Roll Tide?
Roll Tide!
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide, baby.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
There they
are.
Maybe that will help somebody hurry, because Jay is all over it. A trip to the beach and Morgan Wallen tickets from 95.3 The Bear. We have talked about it early this morning, but I do want to mention again, Bama Nation. Lost somebody that is special to a lot of us. Of course, those of us that go back far enough to remember Steve Sloan, who passed away, former All-American at Alabama, quarterback, and of course, athletic director and assistant coach at one point.
Hmm.
But he passed away over the weekend. We're certainly sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
You see, he started the Fellowship of Christian Athletes at Alabama.
Well, I am sorry to hear that. I didn't know Steve personally, but it does sound like a lot of folks knew him.
Don Hartley was reminding me this morning, and a lot of longtime Bama fans are going to remember this. Coach Bryant and the Tide playing in the Sugar Bowl, and right before it, Joe Namath was the quarterback. And Coach Bryant suspended him from the Sugar Bowl for violating some team rules.
Wow.
He had been at one of the clubs here in town, and he got a little crazy.
In Tuscaloosa?
Uh-huh.
Really?
And so Coach Bryant suspended Namath. You know who the number 2 quarterback in that Sugar Bowl was?
Steve Sloan?
Yep, and we won the Sugar Bowl.
No way.
You know who the 3rd quarterback was, according to Don Hartley?
I don't know.
Kenny Stabler.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
So but Steve Sloan was ahead of Stabler.
At least according to Don Hartley, whose memory is better than mine. And that's saying a lot.
That is incredible.
So God bless Steve Sloan, his family and friends, and Bama Nation, as we hate to hear about that loss this morning.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that does it for a Monday. We've got another cash code coming up for you in just a minute. People are winning, you know, $100 all day long.
It could end up with $3,000.
Yeah, so, all right, here's what we need to do, though. We need to dedicate the show to our law enforcement officers, the men and women of law enforcement. We appreciate you very, very much. Of course, our firefighters, our EMT rescue folks, and our medical community, our nurses and doctors.
And we remember our U.S. military each and every day on the Stephen D.C. Show. And all you truck drivers, we love you. We see you. God bless you.
Jesus is Lord. See y'all.
Roll Tide.
Stephen D.C., say goodbye.
The Stephen D.C. Show has left the building.